This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Among the endless list of health-related apps for your mobile world, there are a growing number of efforts to use your smartphone to deal with serious addiction. Alcoholism, for instance. The reviews of how effective these apps can be are mixed, but there's a new program at the University of Wisconsin that aims to support addicts after they leave a residential program, and it seems to be helping people stay sober. Dr. David Gustafson worked on the applications project called HS. Doctor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Tell me about this app system and how it works.
Some of the things that are done with the app are behind the scenes. For instance, the GPS system monitors the movement of the person, and if they come close, for instance, to a bar that they have identified as being a place where they used to drink a lot, the system can begin an accelerated form of rescue, if you will. Might start off with a beep or listening to a message of themselves talking about why it's so important for them to stay sober.
Could it connect them to a doctor or other caregiver?
That's exactly right. There's also a panic button that they can push, and then the system will find the person who is one of their supporters who's closest geographically and get access that way.
I know there's been some studies that said apps that were designed to treat people for alcoholism or other addiction were not very effective. Why do you think this is proven effective?
This system is set up in such a way that it's not only proven to be effective, but also has good theory behind it. The theory that's behind it is that you have to do three things. One is you have to help them become more competent at dealing with the stressors in their lives, you know, the cravings that they have. Second thing is you have to find a way of helping them get access to other people who are going through the same thing that they are. And then the third thing is that it tries to do it in a way that maintains their inner motivation to keep on keeping on.
How much data does this app store about the user, and how did you approach the questions and the dangers regarding, you know, a way that data might be stolen on this user or something like that?
Absolutely. There is a lot of information that's stored. We can track every keystroke that a person makes on the phone. So it's also really important to be very forthright with the person, give them options about what they want to do. For instance, if they want to turn off that GPS system, they can do that. And not many do, but it's really important to be upfront about what information is being collected and what's going to be done with it. In our particular cases, we only use it for research. We don't sell the information or share it in any other way.
David Gustafson is the director at the Center for Health Enhancement Systems Studies. David, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
It's not available to the public yet, but if you want more information about this, head to marketplacetech.org.